This is GQDN for Tuesday, November 11th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes, including one called Questworthy. It's really good stuff. If you do that, yeah, you get 24% off of your purchase. Just put in the promo code Quest in the checkout line. By patreon.com/groupquest. Got a lot of good stuff up there. There's more stuff coming up this week. Oh boy, things are going to get, we'll see what happens. Because, there is a college football playoff ranking tonight. We'll see what happens. And by stackup.org. I babbled on enough. We need to get to it because the State of Play Japan just happened. And IGN brings us all of it. And that's the only thing we're talking about. And that was hosted by the voice actor Yuki Kaji. And this went over 40 minutes. Almost 50 minutes, actually. They started out with Dragon Quest VII Reimagined. It had a new gameplay trailer. It's still turn-based, but it had some pretty big visuals and will be coming to your PlayStation February 5th, 2026. And then let's see if I can get these names right. In Konobini, One Store also showed up. Now they went to the Cozy Games, and that one, you get to operate your own store. So you get to enjoy it. And I bet you will if it comes here. But that was announced. Coffee Talk Tokyo was next. And that went to one of the Cozy Games too. Had some gameplay to it, and where you get to make the coffee and you get to talk to some of the patrons there. Along with different animals, right? Something like that. Different types of people, actually. But still pretty interesting. Then they went scary. Fatal Frame 2 Crimson Butterfly Remake will be coming March 12th, 2026, and that is a very scary, scary game. Yes, indeed. So if you like a little bit of scariness in your games, you might want to take a look at that one. Dynasty Warriors Origins, the Vision of Four Horses DLC is coming this January, and that'll be January 22nd, 2026. And that'll have a release date of the first look at the footage for the Action Pass Pack Act on content. So go take a look at that one, if you so want to, because everything here looks really, really good. Then Bandai Namco showed up, and they said, here's some DLC footage for four different games. Yes, they did. And they started with Pac-Man World Repack, where Pac-Man dresses up like Sonic the Hedgehog, Digimon Story Time Stranger, and that had some different Digimons that would show up, and they did say that the first story is out. Super Robot Wars Y also has some DLC on the way, and the robots there looked very, very sweet and well detailed. They did show some gameplay. Okay, I'm adding some my own opinions here, but I can't tell you what everything that they showed because I don't remember it all, but I do remember how they look, okay? Because the Super Robot Wars Y gets the Galactic Whirlwind Rigger, the Big O, and Futo P, Portrait of Kamen Rider Skull. Digimon got the Episode Pack 1, Alternate Dimension, and Sonic the Hedgehog crossover was in Pac-Man, which that already told you about, but still, a lot of different things going on there. Fatal Trigger also got some animated visuals with some gameplay, and that is a new tactical hero shooter that's built with the Engine 5, and that'll be coming out to players in 2026. And there are other hero shooters that it does take after, along with a fast-paced third-person action game that lets players control a number of the characters with some different abilities. And Kaji did confirm that he's involved with Fate Trigger as a voice actor, Royan. So if you do all that stuff, it does look pretty, pretty good. And the Arc System Works Marvel Token did show the new characters coming in, and they'll be played in the beta that's coming very soon, December 5th through 7th. And the characters are going to be Spider-Man and Ghost Rider. and you have 3 days for players to play that game. Then Elden Ring, Night Ring, the Forsaken Hollows DLC was also revealed with a lot of different things to it. And they also did show Broken Lore Unfollow and Broken Lore Ascend. Once again, a lot of horror to that one too, because Unfollow did have some scary things to go with it. And if you like some of the horror games, that would be for you. And Gran Turismo 7 did have a Spec 3 update, but they also got the confirmation today that it'll be here before the end of the year. And it's getting a paid power pack to go with it as well. Mainly because they hit a big time milestone, which I think it was about 3 million games that were sold. Motion Rec did show up there as well. It's a pixel art side scroller. It'll be launching next year. And then there was the Wandering Sword. Once again, another pixel art. But this one, you'll be embarking in a RPG adventure when it launches May 28th. Which, by the way, I'm looking at thegamer.com right now. And they also looked at No Sleep, Proclaim Date, the AI Summonum Files. So if you're an investigator that has to help an AI, and if you wanted to investigate, it'll be on PlayStation 4 and 5, February 26th. Tokyo Extreme Racer came up next, and it's a nice little racing game. So if you like Burnout, Need for Speed, and The Midnight Club, you might like this one coming out February 26th. And Once Upon Katamari DLC is coming as well, which it doesn't have a release date, but it is on the way. So if you do like that one. Nevergrave, something that IGN also didn't cover, is a new 2D game where you'll be able to go between your house and the outside world to beat up some demons and some other stuff. Then the Blue Blaze Entropy Effect X did show up, with Damon and Baby, Courier Mechanism, Fate Tricker, Octopath Traveler Zero demo. And for the demo, you get to play the first 3 hours of the game before it launches on December 31st, I believe, this year. Even though the writer of the article said December 34th. No, that's not the right date. So I think it's the 31st. December 4th for Octopath Traveler. For those that are watching on twitch.tv/dawnforge, you got to see it before I said it. So they'll be coming December 4th for Octopath Traveler Zero. And they also did see a region-locked Japanese PlayStation 5, which is about the same tactic as, according to what thegamer.com did say, like what Nintendo did with the Switch 2, which is indeed cheaper because it's region-locked. That is everything from the PlayStation State of Play. If you want to know everything else that was going to be talked about today, become a Patreon, patreon.com/thegroupquest, and come to our Discord at thegroupquest.com, because there you'll be able to see the Ghost of Yoti, PlayStation 5 sales at 3.3 million, some exclusive Nintendo games coming to PlayStation, and PlayStation Sony did admit that the acquisition of Bungie is a financial mess. All that is in the GQDN show notes. Some of these will be talked about this weekend on the Group Quest weekly show. Some of these will not. But with that said, this has been a Dawn Forge production. 2025, all rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, go play some video games, people.